Time now for a Sideways Glance. That's our regular series where we find a story that makes us do a double take. Today, the world's Nina Pourzukhi takes us to an island just off the coast of Japan.
Looking for a honeymoon spot? What about the tiny island of Okinojima?
It's absolutely beautiful.
That's Professor Ellis Krauss. He directs the University of California Exchange Program in Japan. And he takes his students to visit this pretty little island, also known as Rabbit or Bunny Island.
You can't avoid the bunnies. They're everywhere.
And he means everywhere. Hundreds of them live on the island, which is less than half a square mile large. The island, part of a national park, is also hopping with tourists. And why not? There's a golf course, playgrounds, tennis courts, hiking trails, and yes, a honeymoon hotel. Which is strange, says Krauss, because this warm and fuzzy little island actually has a pretty chilling past.
I mean, this would be a little bit like creating a honeymoon hotel in Los Alamos or Alamogordo, New Mexico, where the atom bomb was developed.
For nearly 20 years from 1929 until the end of World War II, Bunny Island was the center of chemical weapons research and production in Japan.
It was a super secret island. In fact, trains passing on the mainland had to lower their shades so that passengers couldn't even see the island during the war. And everybody on the island who worked in the chemical weapons productions were sworn to secrecy.
Over 6,000 tons of poison gas were produced on the island. And the test subjects for the chemicals, according to Krauss, yes, I'm sorry to say, were the bunnies. But the bunnies currently living on the island are not descendants of the bunnies tested. The original bunnies were euthanized in 1945 when the Americans occupied Japan and took over Okinojima Island. The Americans also sunk half of the amassed weapons into the sea. As for the other half of the weapons manufactured on the island,
about 3,000 tons were shipped to China and actually used in China in Japan's invasion of China after 1937. I believe about 80,000 Chinese were killed by these chemical weapons. And in the little museum on the island, there are actually pictures of Japanese soldiers with gas masks in China using the chemical weapons.
Today, as you hike around the tiny island, it's hard not to bump into the remnants of its past. A dilapidated lab building, crumbled bunkers used to store weapons, and then, of course, the hordes upon hordes of bunnies.
Well, that's no ordinary rabbit. That's the most foul, cruel, and bad-tempered rodent you ever set eyes on. That rabbit's got a vicious streak a mile wide. It's a killer.
Okay, there are no killer rabbits, but from the endless online videos of tourists feeding them, the rabbits do look unnaturally large and aggressive.
This one is a greedy one. You are greedy.
One final note on Bunny Island. It's located just an hour and a half from another horrific World War II landmark, Hiroshima.
It's just the existence of this island with its past so close to Hiroshima really represents the two sides of the Pacific War, you know, what we did to the Japanese at Hiroshima and the type of militaristic behavior that Japan did, which is represented by Bunny Island, Okinojima, in which they produced this horrible, horrible weapon as well and used it on other people.
For the world, I'm Nina Pourzukhi.
If you want to see what those cute rabbits on Bunny Island look like, we've got videos, they're actually a bit disturbing, at PRI.org. You're listening to The World on PRI.